It's Valentine's Day. Let's talk about love. This may seem an easy topic for today, which it is, but it's not necessarily easy to talk about love or even to think about love, especially the kind of love with which we regard ourselves, self-love. My talk today is about loving ourselves, not in the narcissistic sense, which is focusing on self to the exclusion of others, and not in the physical sense, but rather in a spiritual sense, which is focusing on our spiritual lives. In life, we may take love for granted, assuming that we all know all about it. After all, it has its own well-celebrated holiday. We may assume that we all experience love, that we all enjoy love, and that we all know how to love others, and how to love ourselves. I contend that these may be false assumptions, and I say this because many of us have experienced pain of failed relationships, the heartbreak of broken commitments and loss, the assault of abusive associations, and the loneliness of exclusion. These are complex experiences, certainly. And without diving deeply into them, for the moment, please allow me to generalize that they result from misunderstandings of love, from fear and ignorance, perhaps, and that at the very least, they convey a misdirection of love's energy. Spiritually, love is the reason we exist. We exist to love and be loved. And in order to love, we must know love, which we most often learn from our parents, our grandparents, our siblings, our relatives. These familial ties establish patterns for how we see the world and how we expect to be received by the world. These early relationships set the stage for how we treat our friends as we grow. They dictate with whom we find affinity and with whom we choose to be or not. Most importantly, they determine how we treat ourselves. Sometimes in our relationships, depending on what we've learned, we find we are doing everything except being ourselves in order to be accepted. We look for love and acceptance outside ourselves in order to feel good about ourselves. And if you've encountered this in your life, you may have already realized the catch-22 that results. Looking for love and acceptance outside ourselves hinders our ability to express our authentic selves, the self on the inside, the self we believe ourselves to truly be, the self we want others to understand and accept, the self that is our spirit. We are spirit. We are spiritual beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Our physical incarnation is momentary and limited by our materiality. Our spiritual selves are enduring and unlimited. Love and acceptance begin within. Our spirit is our true self, and our spirit is the true self we need to meet and greet, because we will be living with ourselves for a very long time, as I understand eternity. Our spirit is our true self that we need to know and love. It is our true spiritual selves that we educate and nurture, that we feed with our aspirations, that progresses with our learning, and that helps us become better people. It helps us become our better and best selves. Dr. Maya Angelou said, "When we know better, we do better." The philosophy of spiritualism helps us know better. In studying spiritualism and in getting to know our own spirituality, we learn that there is no death and there are no dead. We learn that we are spirit here and now. We learn that we have personal responsibility for our happiness and that the doorway to reformation is always open. Change is possible. Growth is possible. And we ourselves are the agent. We are our own spiritual agents. With the help of spirit and our own spiritual aspirations, we discover that nothing is impossible. Let's consider the word impossible. Starts with I am and ends with possible. I am possible. I am possible. I am possible. Say it with me. I am possible. Me, I am. I am that I am. I am a child of God, as loving and deserving of love as every other child of God. God is love, and love is God. I have an idea that as science continues to study the workings of the universe, continues to probe life at the quantum level, it will eventually discern that all the unknown matter in our universe is love. 4% of our universe is observable. And that means that 96% is unseen, undetectable, and considered incomprehensible. And scientists call this 96% of our universe dark energy and dark matter because it's mysterious. There's no light shining on it to help us conceive of how it's accelerating the expansion of the universe while also gravitationally holding things together. On Thursday past, it was announced that gravitational waves have been detected. The space-time ripples that Einstein predicted 100 years ago in his theory of general relativity, which he conceived of as a fabric, are now recognized scientifically, which is very exciting because it means we're growing that much closer to identifying the love energy that is the fabric of our universe. My belief, my own general theory, is that love is both the engine and the fuel of our universe and of our spirit and of our spiritual lives. Science may one day find methods to reveal that the unknown energy and matter of the universe is the energy of love, because love matters. Spiritualism helps us by turning us toward the light, toward love. Love is all around us and within us, even when we can't see it, and even when we can't feel it. God's love surrounds us, enfolds us, and protects us. It permeates and inspires us. Wherever we are, love is. As spiritualists take inspiration from the sunflowers that turn their heads to the sun in order to grow, we can turn our heads and minds and hearts to the light of love in order to grow. And in order to grow, we need to know ourselves. And in order to progress spiritually, we need to love ourselves. We need to accept and appreciate ourselves just as we are. We need to develop healthy boundaries. We need to learn how to say yes and no appropriately. We need to learn how to look at ourselves in a mirror and say, I love me. I love you, Kathy. And as hard as this may be, we need to practice loving ourselves. If, as we look in our mirrors, we identify things that make us uncomfortable or even queasy, it is our God-given right to change. It is our God-given right to aim for the greater good, to aspire to our highest and best selves. We can change. We can change ourselves as we desire by trusting our intuition and transcending our conditioning. If we didn't receive the gift of unconditional love as infants or children, as adults, we can give this gift to ourselves along our spiritual paths. We are empowered to give ourselves the gift of unconditional love. That which we wish for others, we may give to ourselves. Likewise, that which we wish for ourselves, we may give to others by remembering and practicing the golden rule, our sixth principle. In doing so, we love our neighbors as ourselves, as Jesus taught. This call to love ourselves comes when we're ready, when our spirits are ready. It's an invitation. It's an invitation to love. This invitation to love ourselves allows us to become practiced in loving. It permits us to explore spiritual love and all its aspects, and it facilitates our development and unfoldment. Let us meet ourselves with love, and let us develop ourselves with love. This call to love ourselves, let's welcome it. Let's welcome it this Valentine's Day. One of the great poets of recent generations is Paul Laurence Dunbar. He lived from 1872 to 1906, dying far too young from tuberculosis, and he produced some of the best works of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. His talent emerged early, and his brilliance shone at a time when America was hardly welcoming of the gifts of African Americans. Mr. Dunbar wrote an expressive poem called Invitation to Love that I share with you today in honor of Black History Month and in honor of the CSE's newest members. Come when the nights are bright with stars, or come when the moon is mellow. Come when the sun, his golden bars, drops on the hayfield yellow. Come in the twilight soft and gray. Come in the night or come in the day. Come, O love, whenever you may. And you are welcome, welcome. You are sweet, O love, dear love. You are soft as the nesting dove. Come to my heart and bring it rest as the bird flies home to its welcome nest. Come when my heart is full of grief or when my heart is merry. Come with the falling of the leaf or with the reddening cherry. Come when the year's first blossom blows. Come when the summer gleams and glows. Come with the winter's drifting snows. And you are welcome. Welcome. Thank you, Mr. Dunbar. I thank you all for your kind attention today, and happy loving ourselves.